Pingo Tires Hotline joining us now. Right off the tip top, the president of basketball operations kind of sounds familiar with Donnie Walsh joining us. Hello, Donnie. How are you?
How you doing, Jay?
Now, I'm telling you what, you just did this so you could be on the show more, right? Is that
true?
That's
exactly right. I miss being on radio.
Hey, when did you know, Donnie, that this was going to be in the cards? I mean, all that was described today at the press conference. When did you know that's how it was going to take shape?
Well, I didn't know. I mean, I know that I was first contacted for real by her, but it had to be like within 2 weeks. It was about 2 weeks ago, and basically, I guess Larry had told him that he was going to leave for at least a year, and so Herbie called me up and just asked me if I'd be available, and I said, for what? And he said, well, to come down and do the Pacers. I said, well, yeah, I'll talk to you about it. Talked to him a little bit more, and then we came down and asked Larry, you know, what are you going to do? And he's probably kind of confirmed it. And so from that point on, I pretty well knew that I was probably going to come here. And, you know, that's the way it turned out.
Did you ever just say to Larry, hey, why don't you go ahead and stay and we'll do this thing all over again?
Yeah, I did. I've told him that 100 times. You know, and I told him, I'll be here. You can come back a year and I'll leave. You know, we'll do this for a while.
Donnie Walsh joins us, and you were up on, obviously, the stage, the podium, and we were all down there asking questions, or people were asking questions, and I was listening. But do you think that Larry is done, or you think we'll see Larry reemerge someplace in basketball again?
Oh, I think he's going to reemerge. I mean, I'm not predicting it because, you know, people told me that when I left the Knicks last year. They said, oh, you won't be able to stay out too long. You go crazy not doing anything. And I had the best year I ever had in a long time doing nothing. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure Larry will like doing nothing, too. But I think at some point somebody will ask him, and that's what happens. And all of a sudden you start thinking, yeah, it might be, you know, good to go back down and do this. So I think he will be back.
Is there a part of you that feels maybe you're keeping the seat warm for him to come back?
Well, I will keep the seat warm if he wants to come back. I haven't thought about that, you know, because no matter what, I mean, for the next year or so, I'm going to have to do this, and I want to do well and all that. But if that's what it is, I'd be fine with it.
Recharging the batteries. Donnie Walsh joins us. Are your batteries recharged, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I think they are. You know, I basically run teams for, I think I was here 23 years, and then I was in New York three, so that's 26 years. Straight without a break. And so I didn't know it, but, you know, once I got home and wasn't doing anything, I could just feel everything go leave me, you know, for a while. And I think I did recharge my batteries.
President of basketball operations for the Pacers, that is a new title. And Donnie Walsh is the man we're speaking to in the Big O Terrors Hotline. The 3 years in New York, if you knew what you did know now, would you do that again?
Oh, yeah, I really enjoyed myself in New York. I knew when I went up there it was going to be a very difficult job because they were $40 million or $50 million over the cap. They weren't winning. You know, fans were upset. And so when I went up there, when I looked at it, I thought it's going to take me 2 years to get these contracts straightened out. And then in the third year, I think we can get in the free agent market and start building this team back up. And I only had a three-year deal, so I knew that was my plan. So I told the press that the first day. And to be honest, pretty much what I told them the first day is what happened. You know, we broke the cap down in the first 2 years, didn't have very good teams. Third year, I think we had the first playoff team in quite a while there. And then we had the first winning record, albeit it was 42-40, that they had in, I think, 10 years. So now I think, you know, last year was a short year for them, meaning that they didn't have a training camp. They have a lot of new players. They had a lot of injuries. I would look for them to be a much improved team probably this year and to start whatever it is that they're going to become. I think they have good players. They still need parts that they don't have. And so I think, you know, I think that they'll start becoming more of a playoff team as they go on.
Donnie Walsh joins us. What do you see in this Pacer team that now you're in charge of?
Well, I think that what I said at the press conference that the thing that I'm really am happy with after watching them this year is that they are a true team. They're a team of five guys and then whoever comes off the bench that play hard every game.
Yeah.
They play together, and they want to win. And I think that because of that, going to the playoffs and losing in the second round, they now have had experience of what that's like and what they did right and what they did wrong, what they're going to have to do in order to get to the next level. And so I think that, you know, that's the way the league goes. You know, you don't go and just win the championship in 1 year. It just doesn't happen that way. So it is a process, and they've gone through the big step of the process. And so I think that if they come back with the same attitude they had last year, if they play the same way, if we can get a few tweaks around the team and we can make sure we get our players back, you know, the free agents, then I think this team, you know, will keep getting better. And I'm not going to, you know, I never would promise championships or anything like that, but I think that they're going to be a competitive team at the higher levels of the league.
Donnie Walsh with us. So, got any tweaks in mind right now you can share?
No, not really. You know, you don't do it that way.
I didn't figure so. Yeah. Yes, I understand that. I'm curious, you mentioned in the press conference, and I found this interesting, the whole chemistry aspect and how much that means to a team, especially a young team. Did you learn that as a part of how things ended in, here in Indianapolis, from the whole chemistry aspect of things?
No, because, you know, up until that happened, I had great teams who had great chemistry. So I knew what you had to have. And I didn't realize, like, you know, how fast that could go, you know, when you lost that, and how hard it is then to rebuild that. So I applaud Larry Bird for, after I left, I thought he continued the process of getting a team together that has all the attributes that I just described. Plus, our guys that off the court people are proud of. It's a very good team for the state of Indiana and the city of Indianapolis.
Donnie, is this working dynamic with Kevin Pritchard going to be similar to that of you and Larry?
Yeah, I think it will be. I really do. I watched Kevin at Portland. I thought he did great work there. And then since I've been here, which is, you know, 3 or 4 days, I've really seen what his work ethic is. And he has an incisive brain, and so I think he's going to be very good. Particularly, he'll fit with me.
How well do you know him?
Well, he was coached by Larry Brown, so I guess I knew him since he played for Larry Brown.
So you knew him for a long period of time then, too, and so you guys probably have a little bit of background to share. Hey, what was the first thing you did upon your return here? I mean, did you go back to any of the old school stuff that when you were here you used to do? Was there anything that you thought, I'm going to do this first thing when I walk in this building now that I'm back?
No, I didn't. I just came in, and the way I've done it since I've been doing it is I come in, sit at my desk, and I'm there. I'm going to be there every day, all day, get on the phones, you know, get people in the office, have meetings, and just with one goal is just get the team better. You know, at one time it was get the franchise better because I was running all of it, but now I'm just concentrated on the basketball, and so that's what I've been doing since I came in.
What do you think about Frank Vogel as the head coach?
I really like him a lot. I mean, you know, he came out of nowhere, so to speak, but from the minute he took over, the Pacers were a different team than they were before he came, before he became the head coach, and I think he's done about as good a job as anybody could have expected, and as good a job as anybody in the league has done.
Did you find yourself watching the Pacers during the playoffs?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think about the way they played and ultimately how they can get better? And you talk about the step-by-step process. What'd you think about that all with the team that you saw ousted in 6 games by Miami?
Well, I knew that, you know, that when they went up 2-1, I thought, okay, they're going to bring it now. And I know what LeBron and Dwayne Wade can do when they come right at a team, and when they really have their backs against the wall, if it be in a game or in a series, then they're going to do that. And I've seen Dwayne Wade; I've seen him score 20 straight points on our team when his team was down, let's say 15 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, these are guys that are very, very difficult to handle without fouling, and that is what I saw. It was hard to guard those guys without fouling them, and so that's something that we've got to think about for next year because they're going to be there, and you got to find a way of defending them, whether it be by a player of their size, because they're really big, quick guys, and you got to have size, strength, and quickness to stay with them. And, you know, I think Paul George can be that kind of player. But he's a second or third year player. So he's going to have to learn, like, how he can do it without fouling. And that would be one example of what I'm talking about.
Donnie Walsh is the new president of basketball operations with the Pacers. Back again. I got to get you on whenever you get time. I love having you on. You know that.
Well, all you got to do is talk to David, and I'm available to do that.
If he returns my phone calls, Donnie, you know, I don't know if I can get the guy to do that anymore. That's what happens sometimes.
All right.
Donnie, thanks.
Bye-bye.